During a long plane flight, you've probably never thought of shining light on the back of your knees to relieve jet lag. But 4 years ago, researchers published an experiment suggesting this would indeed work. It was remarkable because it meant that humans could detect light without using their eyes. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that a new report now suggests that first paper may have been, well, a little too remarkable.
The authors of this new study, Ken Wright and Charles Zeisler at Harvard Medical School, are in a slightly delicate spot because one of them is friends with an author on the original paper. But as Zeisler says, science is science. Let's start with the clock.
There's an internal clock in the brain that is a cluster of about 10,000 neurons that together are the size of the head of a pin. And that acts as the pacemaker that controls daily cycles of alertness, performance, hormone release, and the sleep-wake cycle itself.
And until the 1998 experiment, most research showed you had to shine light in someone's eyes for it to adjust the clock. One scientist had speculated that maybe hemoglobin in blood could sense light. After all, chlorophyll could in plants. In the 1998 experiment, scientists shone light on the backs of people's knees, since blood vessels flow just below the skin there, and found it did shift the internal clock. Zeisler and Wright tried to duplicate that experiment. They brought volunteers into the lab and shut them up in a windowless room. Ken Wright says one night they put the idea to the test.
We woke them up from sleep, maintained everyone in complete darkness. Then we had technicians enter the room wearing night vision goggles.
The technicians put pads on the back of the subject's knees. In some cases, the pads shone a blue light. The pads were covered, so neither the subjects nor the researchers knew who had gotten the light treatment. To see if the clocks had been affected, the scientists measured hormone levels in the blood.
We found that light behind the knee did not shift the human circadian clock, and therefore our results are inconsistent with the previous findings.
Very diplomatic. So what do the original study's authors make of this? One of them, Scott Campbell at Cornell Medical School, says, "I'm surprised it's getting so much attention. Nobody believed our results anyway."
I think we're right. I believe our data. We've thought about this for 4 years now, and a lot of other people have. And we simply can't come up with anything that would explain those results other than the way we interpreted them. But, hey, it's quite possible that it's not right, and we keep an open mind to that. It would be nice if other people would keep an open mind to the possibility that it is.
Both groups say they have concerns about how the other group has done its experiment. The Harvard team says it could be room light in the Cornell experiment, not light to the back of the knees, that reset the clocks in those people. But Cornell's Scott Campbell says room light was the same for everybody in the experiment, and the only people whose internal clocks changed were those who got light behind the knees. Campbell's at a loss to explain what's going on.
How long do you think it's going to take to sort this out?
Personally, I think for the scientific community, when this paper comes out, it's sorted out, period. This negative finding supports the current dogma and, as such, is likely to be viewed as a definitive study.
The evidence does seem to be piling up. When Charmaine Eastman, a researcher at Rush Medical Center in Chicago, read the first paper, she says she got so excited. The blue light from the pads was beautiful. She fell in love with the apparatus. Then she did two experiments to see if it could help night shift workers adjust their sleep cycle, and
it didn't work. Just didn't do anything.
Which was disappointing and hard. She says Scott Campbell is a careful researcher and a friend.
It was kind of hard for me to write the papers that said it didn't work, but that's the way science is. You know, everything does not always last forever.
Except perhaps the journal Science, which published the first knee paper, this new knee paper, and is getting a lot of attention. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.